Hey guys, Warren here. There's this weird myth that film festivals will fill your screen for you. Now, sometimes they can, but often they can't. Even strong film festivals really can't guarantee packed rooms for every film screening because audiences don't attend festivals like megaplexes. But if you'd like to improve the odds of getting a lot more people to attend your film, try this. See, the task isn't about marketing in the traditional sense. Your task here is to create reasons for people to show up right now. So let's break down what tends to work and only what feels like it works. Let me start off by saying people love experiences. Very few strangers are going to say, hey, I have no connection to this filmmaker or film, but I will block 2 hours out of my very limited time. They will, however, say, hey, a film their friend is involved with, I'm going to go see that, right? Or a screening that feels like an event, something everyone else seems to be going to, or something that promises a very memorable experience. See, your promotion should therefore sell the experience, not just your film. So a bad statement, for example, would be, my short film screens Saturday at 2:15 p.m. Instead, try, hey, we're turning Saturday's 2:15 block into a reunion. Come be a part of it. So it's the same screening, but it's a completely different mind shift. Now let's talk about what actually moves the needle here. Direct, personal invitations. This is the secret sauce to anybody who has actually been successful in packing a room. Posts are weak. Even if it gets a million views, personal messages get people to actually act. A DM or a text saying, hey, I'd love you to be there. It would mean a lot to me. Converts a lot higher than any poster, postcard, or generic blast. Now, why is that? Because attendance becomes a social decision, not an entertainment one. Filmmakers and festivals lean way too hard on public posts and not nearly enough on individual outreach. Now, if I would take my own advice here, we would always be packed all the time, 24/7. It'd be wonderful. But there you go. I have those same flaws. Anyway, so give people a clear reason to choose your screening. When everything sounds interesting, you must provide a decision shortcut. For example, if you like psychological horror, this one's for you, or this is the funniest comedy at the festival, or this was entirely shot in this one location, super creepy place, like a mental asylum or something crazy like that, right? Or we're doing a Q&A that might get a little chaotic because we have props and water involved. Okay, that would be wild. So turn the screening into a micro event. People love showing up to something that has energy. So low effort examples that work shockingly well is when you would invite the cast and crew and to cluster together in one section of the theater or have a pre-screen meetup. Hey, we're going to go grab coffee before or do post-screening drinks. Offer a free poster and giveaway and signing. That's a lot of fun. Or if you have the resources, you do a small giveaway that has a little inside joke from the film. Those convert really, really well, by the way, because people love to collect stuff. Now, we all love a good party, and all these sound like a pretty great fun party to attend. So I would strongly recommend any of these or all of these for your next film at the next festival you're attending if it's not ours. Now, leverage other people's audiences too. See, now, most filmmakers promote their film only, but the next level filmmaker is also going to be promoting others. So instead of saying, hey, come see my film, try, if you're attending the festival on Saturday, this entire block is stacked. Some of your favorite actors are in 3 more of the films in our block. Now, you don't have that awkward self-promotional stutter where you can champion others' projects while serving your own interests as well. Then repeat without getting annoying. Oh, I can't express this one more full-heartedly. People will miss your first announcement and your second and your third all the way going down to about the 20th or so. Because effective promotion is about gentle repetition, not louder messaging. Modern research is suggesting that it takes anywhere between 18 to 20 times before someone actually takes action. So yeah, repetition is very important. Now, rotate the promotional strategies, and maybe here's an idea. Start off with an announcement, then go to a behind-the-scenes image, and then maybe try personal thoughts or about a moment on the set or some outtakes, and then have a message out there that says, hey, I hope to see friends there with a promotional still from your film. Now, this is blanket posts that are going out. This is not your individual ask, which is, again, the highest converting. This is just getting people another touch point. We're trying to get up to that number 20 right there, okay? Now, keep your messaging fresh while maintaining the same message each time. Now, there are some strategies that feel useful, but they really don't matter much, and I'm going to be brutally honest here. First one is printing postcards. Now, these are rarely harmful, but their impact is really overstated. The reason why they underperform is because most recipients forget them. Festival attendees get dozens of these, and they lack urgency. Now, I'm not going to totally poo-poo on it because they work great as a conversation tool, but they're not a great conversion tool. So start off by giving them a postcard, but then follow up with the ask. As long as you follow up with the ask, as, hey, have you heard of our film? Oh, no, I haven't heard about it. Talk about the film. Said, do you think you could show up? We would love to have you there. Or I'd love to have you there. Now you've got the ask. You've got the DM. You can start seeing more butts showing up and being put in those seats. Okay. Going back to the gentle, the generic social media posts again, these are very low conversion unless you have a large engaged audience. Engaged is the key word here, which means they like to take action. Or you have others actively resharing those as well. And the messaging creates curiosity. Now, most posts, you know, drown in the social media algorithm ocean out there. Social media is great for awareness, but it's just not so great as a seat filler, though. This one really sucks. Everyone, please share this blast. Yeah, these don't work, guys. People share things that make them look interesting, not things that help you. So craft posts that others want to reshare. Try something with humor, novelty, personality, or emotional hooks. Don't do this, though. When a filmmaker markets to strangers as though they are the target audience, you know, you're already cooked. At a festival, your highest probability attendees are going to be your friends, your peers, other filmmakers, cast and crew, and curious pass holders. This is the low-hanging fruit, guys. Do not ignore the low-hanging fruit. Stop trying to convince Joe Q Public because he's not coming. But your buddy you invited might. Somebody who knows you might. A friend of the family might. So sold-out festival screenings are often a social phenomenon. If you're not social with somebody, if they don't know who you are, it's just not going to be as successful. Now, keep in mind, when groups decide to attend, like we did with Breaking Chains at the Utah International Film Festival, you're going to see a lot of people wanting to get in that got there a little late to the party, and they're going to be on a standby list. And that's exactly what happened there. It was sold out, and we had people on standby. We didn't have a single empty seat during that whole screening. It was wonderful. And we had people wanting to still get in. So that'll bleed over to the next film festival. Hopefully they'll be able to see that. Or the event gains perceived scarcity. Now, this happens every year with our award show. We sell out way in advance and have a standby list where we might be able to get some more people in there, but it's not very likely. Now, before you start promoting the screening of your film, ask yourself these questions. Why would someone choose this over the billion of other things they could be doing? What makes this feel like an event, not just a film? And then, who can I personally invite? And how do I reduce the effort for someone to say yes? As soon as you lock these four questions down, you'll be playing your next screening to a packed house. Hopefully that was helpful, guys. Now, I have a whole bunch more tips being posted every single day here on the Utah International Film Festival's website for everything from fundraisers to filling up your screens or filling up your screenings to how to reduce the amount of rejection letters you're going to get on your film festival run or how to raise money to make your film in the first place. So yeah, I got a lot of different things that we're talking about in this series. So please take a look at those. And if you have any suggestions on topics you would like me to explore further, please let me know by shooting us an email. All right, guys. Thanks so much, and I'll catch you on the next one.